Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here each Thursday morning. And I'm not sure exactly whether or not we've got our 101.5 tower back up or not, but if not, we're on 102.7. So every which place, we're glad to have everyone listening this morning. Got a good show coming up. We'll have our birthday and anniversary gift giving here before the show is over, and also we've got, of course, Kevin and I are sitting here, and we're going to be talking a little bit about our big show coming up this weekend, and also some of the other things that we've got going on here at the courthouse, and just in and around. Maybe even let him briefly kind of tell what he's working at now that he is semi-retired, I believe what it's called.
Working
more than they had in many days. But we really appreciate being able to come into your homes here each Thursday morning at 9 in the morning. And we know that we'll be on again this evening at 6 with a rebroadcast. And these shows do get, they get streamed on the Del Hall Horizon site by date. So, you know, all these things. And we have, of course, we've got a couple of things. We're right in the middle of starting of our district tournament in basketball. And we got our teams playing in that in the next couple of days. And we've got just various things going on here in and around. I know we have maybe get some folks in here. We've got a couple, three new bids that are opening up here around the square. And you can get some of those folks and get a little review of them. And we have everything moving along. We're moving along on our work here on the courthouse. We might talk about that just a little bit here. But with that, we'd like to, of course, thank the folks that make this possible, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the Three Star Committee and all the great folks that advertise on here. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just contact the main number for the radio station, and they can take care of that for you and get you fixed up with an ad and community events. So that, you know, if you want those announced, you know, give them a call and they'll take care of that for you. With that, we'll take a little short break and we'll be back. That was a break there for a minute. Break and be back. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making bank and trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be here this morning. We've got a nice sunshiny morning, and of course the weather prognosticators are saying that maybe tomorrow night we're going to get a little change in the weather, but nothing serious. But we really enjoyed these past few days and all the sunshine and just wonderful weather. But I hope it doesn't fake our trees out too bad and they all start coming out and we lose a lot of our fruit trees and things. But
of course, Thomas, you know, on let's see which day, on Monday, the Nashville weather folks were saying, well, we've had all four seasons today. You know, it was up in the 60s. We had rainbows. We had rain. We had thunder snow.
Yeah, I saw that, where we had a thunder snow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was actually down in the Nashville area Monday night. Tuesday morning, there was a pretty good, the ground was white there. But so, if you don't like the weather in Tennessee, just hang around.
And it'll change for you. But I you know, I can remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, of being in one of those thunder snows. I think it was probably here in Clay County a few years ago. But it's kind of unusual.
Yeah, that's a weird phenomenon.
And I think our water table is getting back up, because up on the hillside of my house, I have a little water spout waterfall that comes out and runs for 3 or 4 days when the water level gets up high enough, and now I've got a trickle coming out of it. So,
well, it's like it always is. We're either too dry or too wet, and now we're getting back to normal because we've been too wet for about 2 months now, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, and I guess where my house is sitting, we had a big rainstorm come through. I think that only rained on top of my house there at one time. Didn't rain across the river or out in miles either one, and there's 3 or 4 inches over just right across, right on the river banks down through there. But you know, that's one of the nice things here. You won't get bored with the weather here in Clay County or Tennessee.
Or Southern Kentucky.
Or Southern Kentucky. We don't want to forget those folks.
Oh, well, we're just here. It's the crow flies 4 or 5 miles.
Okay, Kevin, I don't know where to start this morning, but we know we, of course, want to do quite a big link here today, talking about our at home with Lola Jean Dillon here at the courthouse. And I know it's something that we've kind of turned into maybe a yearly event. And I know, just ask me some questions.
Well, is this the second or third of these?
This is the second time of doing this.
All right. And, of course, it's coming up Saturday. Obviously, I know you've been talking about it for a long time, but the time is here. Showtime will be at 7. Admission 15, and will there still be some walk-up tickets available?
I'm sure there'll be plenty of tickets available at the door. And of course, the courthouse, we're in the process of finishing up remodeling up there. We've only got one more little thing to do, and that is replacing some acoustic tile up there. But, you know, we have our curtains up, our stage curtain up. We have, you know, we've taken down all the old vertical blinds in there and the plexiglass off the windows and got new curtains there. And when we put the curtains in, we rearranged the seating in the pew seating downstairs. and we added two rows of pews on the back, so that put our seating down in the main courtroom at just right out of 100 people down there.
Right.
And we've got two rows
changes upstairs.
Yeah, we've got two rows of pews up there, and then we cleaned out everything up in the balcony, repainted the floor up there, and got light put in, and we have moved 30 seats from over at that came out of the old Salina High School auditorium,
right,
which was built about 1953.
Right.
So we've got those up there, and you know, some of those are limited size, but you know, no matter where in the building with the acoustics, you can hear real good. And some of the things we can't change, and they're like taking rails down that obstruct views, because safety, we don't want anybody falling out of the balcony.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's a totally different looking place. And, you know, I know one of the things on our flyer that we put out, we said, you know, we're going to have the courthouse open at 5:30 for folks to come in and just kind of take a look around. And, of course, we'll have tickets available then. And probably someone be here most all day Saturday with tickets if folks want to come by and take care of that. And we still got tickets over at the banks. And so, you know, just if you're coming through town the next couple of days, stop by one of the banks and pick up your tickets. And if you're not able to do that, we'll be able to accommodate you at the door.
Right. And folks, let me add this. Depending on when you were last at the Clay County Courthouse, you're going to notice the difference when you come. This is the first time this morning that I have been in since the floor has been refurbished. And it just makes an incredible difference. I mean, it looks like a different place almost. It just looks really, really good, and it's very serviceable, I know, too.
I know. Of course, we went with this, I guess, wood vinyl, they call it, that has the appearance of old rough sawed lumber on
right.
the floor.
And yeah.
I've got a couple of people ask me if we uncovered that. I said, no, we covered with it.
Without looking at it closely, you could easily make that mistake.
You know, and I know that's one of the things that we've been able to do with our large grant. And then the other thing is that all four doors in here now they have openers and closers on them. And you can come through those doors. But we'll still keep, you know, using the main doors, but those doors now are usable. We've got, you know, restoration work done on them. We didn't want to turn them into new doors. They still retain the character of the old doors.
Right.
But they're, you know, they fit where they're supposed to, and they look pretty good. And we got that done. And like I said, you know, that was three of the major things that we were working here, and that was floors, doors, and the theater lighting.
Right.
And we got those completed. But when we have a couple of more, I guess, major things that we're going to be working on, and one of them is to come into the courthouse here and repair all of the plaster damage over the years, where there's been weather damage or whatever, and where the plaster's come off, to get that plaster repaired. And also, we have just received permission through our grant folks where we can spend some money on our old bathrooms here and bring those up and make those usable and more attractive, and just add to. And when we have shows and events here around the courthouse, you know, hopefully we'll have those bathrooms where they're very, very usable. We do know they're not ADA accessible. They are they are down steps underground, being built, golly, I don't know, sometime back 1930s probably, where we came in here and dug
underneath the courthouse.
Underneath the courthouse and put bathrooms in,
right?
Because we still don't have room around the courtyard itself for, you know, external bathrooms. But with that, can I guess talk a little bit about the show?
Thomas, I'm looking at the flyer here, and of course you've got I guess what we'll call, for lack of a better term, a house band.
Yeah.
And I see two names that I have known for a long, long time. Both Danny's, Danny Kendall and Danny Scott. Now, we have as part of it, and it's the CC Writers, not yeah. Riders, Writers.
We'll give Danny credit for that. You know, through our grant, we had to come up with a name.
Oh, okay.
This grant was called the Troubadour Grant, and you had to come up with a name for your band. And so that's what we came up with. And
Thomas, I see some of the other band members, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about them. Are Anthony, Blue, Paul, I'm guessing that's Cunley.
Yes.
And Sam Mann.
Okay. Anthony Blue and Danny, they have a band they play in normally. I think it's called the Star Mountain that play shows here quite often, you know, for our celebrations here.
Right.
And, of course, as you said, Danny was a resident of Clay County, graduate of Clay County High School. I think he graduated about... Salina High School.
Hard to make that transition.
I've known him for a number of years. And Anthony is from Cumberland County, Berksville. And he is from the Ballou family that owned the funeral home up there for so many years.
Okay.
But he is a tremendous musician, and he is our lead guitar player, and he is good. Mike Cunley and Sam Mack, they're both kind of, they're more professional. I know that they do play on some recording sessions. Sam, or I'm not sure his name is Samuel or Thomas, but he's a keyboard player, tremendous player, and then Paul is the drummer, and these guys have worked together, and if you want to, we have another member there, and that is Mr. Danny Kendall.
Right.
And, of course, Danny has been playing music for back in the days when he was in high school.
Long time.
His dad was Mutt Kendall, who just happened to be Lola Jean's uncle. And
I didn't know that connection.
Yes, Danny and Lola Jean were first cousins. They grew up together, and sang and played and picked together. I know when Lola Jean came out here a few years ago, did a little concert for us in the old Salina High School auditorium one night. Uncle Mutt came by and played, and it was, you know, just like a family type thing here.
Now, am I remembering that Mutt was, he was a farmer, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? And a bus driver?
Yes, he was a bus driver. You know, and one of the interesting stories there was that Lola Jean, she and Mutt's daughters, they rode the bus together from the Salina High School out to Moss, and they actually put a concert on usually every morning and afternoon,
right,
with Mutt leading the way from behind the wheel, and those young ladies singing mostly a lot of the gospel songs and some country things, but you know, as they were a little bit younger than me, I can remember, you know, hearing them sing on the school bus.
Sure.
And you know, I know when we'll be talking about the story of Lola Jean, how she went to Nashville and actually went to barber college and got certified to be a barber, came back to Moss, opened up a little shop out in what was the old Ed Woods building there in Moss, which is still there.
Right.
And really that urge that she had to put words down on paper never left, and she worked her way back to Nashville and got a job answering the telephone in Loretta Lynn's office. And from there, the rest of the story is history. We've all heard that before.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of singing, I know we've got several vocalists that we'll talk about, but I'm guessing we probably need to take a short break before we do that and let our sponsors get their word in.
Yeah, it's great to have someone to remind me of things sometimes. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Good to be back, everyone. And thanks for Kevin's reminding me that we do have to get paid to do this show. But Kevin, we went through our band members.
What about our vocals?
Okay.
A lot of familiar names there to me. In fact, I know all of them except one. And let's just quickly tell everybody who's going to be there. Cherokee Upton, of great local fame, and you may talk more about that in the second part of the show after I
do a little bit more.
Joyce Roberts, Alex McLaren, also of local fame recently. Becky Spradlin, Lisa Walker, Beverly Murphy, and Charlie Goad. Now, all those are local folks known by so many people across Salina and Clay County, I guess with the exception of Becky Spradlin, and she's not from too far away.
No, she's over in Becky. This is kind of a combination show this year. You know, our band is made up. I think one of the things about the grant was, you know, that your band regulation was it had to be, you know, at least half the members were Tennesseans.
Right. Well, you get that.
No issue
on that.
We worked that. And, of course, you know, just looking down through here, you know, of course, Beverly works over at the chamber, and she is, James Reagan is her dad. You know, they have done karaoke things around here for years and years and years. And Joyce and Lisa, the Strong Sisters, of course, their mom, Liz, is a great songwriter and writes a lot of poetry
right. That
everyone knows. And I know, of course, Charlie Goad, he has his heating air conditioning business here in Salina. And Becky, she and her husband, they have a little local band over in Metcalf County that she sings with. And, of course, in the show, Danny Kendall will also be doing a couple of vocal numbers.
Okay.
So we've got that, and we're going to kind of divide the show up, I guess, into segments. Now, we haven't mentioned at all yet, and that is Brimstone Bluegrass.
Right.
That, of course, is Gary and Diane Brown and Bill Pierce. And we kind of surprised folks last year when we brought them in on the show, and they did a bluegrass version of the Lola Jean Dillon song, Rock Me Back to Little Rock. And also, they're going to be doing a couple of the comedy numbers in there. You're the reason our kids are ugly. And
a lot of different folks have recorded that.
Yeah. And I know also that they're looking at doing the vacation, you know, where the husband takes the wife to New York City instead of Opryland, if you've never heard that one.
I think you played for me once before.
But, you know, that, and those are kind of some of the things that this is, it, We're going to start off with one of our female vocalists. You know, we're going to divide it into sets. You know, with working with the band and everything, you know, sometimes, you know, you bring an artist on, let them sing a song or two, and bring someone else, and you kind of switch back and forth. But with this many, you know, to make it a little bit easier with the band and easier to keep up with, each one of our vocalists will come out and probably do a set of anywhere from 2 to 4 songs.
Okay.
And that will be, like I said, it'll be divided up that way, and we will go through and do our regular vocalists, and then we will have a little break. I'm still trying to find someone to help do some concessions here. I don't know where we're going to get worked at it or not, you know, with not knowing exactly what kind of condition we're in during work, what we could do.
Right.
But we'll take a little break there, and we will then we will come back with the Bluegrass Band doing, I think they do 4 numbers, and then after that, Keith Upton and Alex McLaren are going to do a number. They're going to have a little bit longer set, you know, between the two of them, and they're going to be doing single vocal numbers and the duets, a lot of the duets that Loretta and Conway did, plus some of the others. And
Thomas, how much of the music will be, obviously it's a tribute to Lola Jean, the songs that she's recorded or written, that have been recorded by other people. What kind of a percentage are we talking about of Lola Jean music versus other music? I assume it's going to be heavy Lola Jean, obviously.
Well, not necessarily in this. There is, I'm going to look over here at a list I have here just coming down through this. And these are folks that have recorded we'll begin with The Reason our Kids Are Ugly, and that was the last version of that. We're not doing this version, and that is Vince Gill and Lady Gaga did that on an album.
Right.
But looking down through here, of course, you see Conway and Loretta with duet, and then Miss Lola Jean herself, and then we have a song that was recorded by Johnny Russell. Folks remember him for Rednecks and Blue Ribbon Beer, recorded one of them. A group called the McCarters, looking on down through here, Reba McEntire, and then one of the icons of country music that recorded a number of her songs back in the 80s, Mr. Gene Watson, one of the greats, and then also Miss Connie Smith. Actually, you look down through here and you're looking at a who's who of country music down through here, and looking on down, of course, Lola Jean and Ellie White did some, you know, they did some of the comedy thing, but they also did some dead serious country music, and we're going to be doing a couple of their duets. And, just looking on down through, we see the rodeo clown, Mo Bandy, recorded one of her songs. Cal Smith had a number one song, not a number one, but one charted in up in the top 10 in the country. Jan Howard recorded it. Miss Bonnie Owens from the California groups. And we're going all the way across the nation. And then one that's very, very unusual, and I'm going to play a bit later, and that is a song called Life Goes On by Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a lot of our folks have heard that.
Thomas, I might remember that there was what I would think of as a pretty hard rock band that recorded something of Lola Jean's, maybe just covered it or whatever, I'm throwing you a curveball here.
I know the one you're talking about, but it doesn't hit me just right off the bat. But, you know, looking on down through here, one by a singer, Josh Logan, then Billy Walker, we crossed the Brazos at Waco, that Frank, you know, that, and Miss Norma Jean, who took Dolly's place with Porter's show. And looking on down through here, and on the first album that Dolly released, she released a song written by Lola Jean called I've Lived My Life, which we will be doing in the show. And I said, just looking on down through here, and then Lola Jean, later on in her career, she did a recording session, and I think this singer was actually from somewhere in Europe. His name was T.J. Christian. She did some things with him. And like I said, that is, and then one of the songs that's very unusual we're going to be doing tonight is a beer drinking song written by her called Bottoms Up that was recorded by Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Hmm. So, if you look through this and you know anything about music at all, we just read a list of country music superstars.
Absolutely.
And some of them still superstars. Well,
it's the bottom of the air.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for letting me be with you for a few
minutes. And I'm going to read my birthday. Thanks, Jerry, and we're going to come back and do a little something different. We'll be right back in a few minutes after I get through with this. Celebrating a birthday this past time, Miss Coretta Denton, Mr. Mitchell Pennington, Stacy Brown, and Liz Brown called in, Matea Pitcock, celebrating a birthday. Nina Pearl Smith on one day, and Pat Smith, her son, the next day.
Wow.
This period of time.
I realize that.
And Mr. Johnny Brown, Patrick Cherry, and Lauren Carlisle.
That's a long list.
That's a pretty good list today, and we'll be giving away a prize here at the end of the show with Kat. I guess you better get over and go to your real job now.
I've got to report for duty.
Okay. And we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting...
Back, everyone. Like I said, Kevin's been here with me this morning, and we have, of course, been talking about our show coming up here Saturday night. And once again, I want to remind everyone that we do have... Tickets will be available here at the door. However, we're still selling them over at the banks. And we're going to open the courthouse up at 5:30 and let people come through and hopefully, you know, we're going to take a look at the Rolly Hole Marble Museum, which we have up and going. Of course, it's still in construction, too. We're still getting icons and things in, trophies, pictures, videos. You know, we have basically most of the videos that have ever been shot by the news channels around and things like that are in the museum, and be able to do that and kind of just, you know, look around here in the theater. And, you know, during that period of time, if you want to go upstairs and take a look at what the theater looks like before we, you know, close it back down and get ready for the show, you'll be able to do that. And, you know, right now I have a whole group of songs. I have found about, I think we found 47 sides of different recordings that she did, and we have found 45 of them on that have been digitized into MP3 files. And we're going to play a couple of those and talk a little bit about them and kind of get a kind of an inkling. One of the things about this show was, you know, there are a lot of familiar country music songs that people have probably heard all of their lives that they didn't know that Lola Jean, and sometimes with a writing partner like Harlan Howard, or I know one especially with Mr. Tommy Jennings, Waylon Jennings' brother, they wrote one for him. Know, things like that that will expose things that that usually don't show up on, you know, your top 40 country radio stations. And I'm going to, I think, start with, so this is something that that Lola Jean herself recorded, and that is a thing called Playing with Fire. And I'm going to start that, and hopefully we will get our sound set right like it ought to be.
I'm sorry and the night's not even over. I'll end up hurt, but worse I'll be to blame. After all that I've been through, you say I finally learned. So I keep walking right back through the lane. Sometimes I curse the day I ever met him. But worse, I cut myself, so he's my nerve. I always see the smoke before I start to choke. It's the same old flame that gets me every time.
Okay, now as you quickly recognize, you know, that is typical Lola, typical Loretta Lynn music with her tremendous voice there. But, you know, like I said, there are so many other variations on here of, like I said, different recording artists that did this. And, of course, we're all familiar with Waylon Jennings. And if you look to, you know, some of the older albums, you run across things like this. And this was the song that Lola Jean and Waylon's brother Tommy wrote. And there have been various versions of this. This one with Waylon is a pretty tough rendition of this song, and we're going to play one called "Life Goes On" by Waylon Jennings. A little bit different from the paper and pencil of Miss Lola Jean, you know, not your typical, tear in your beer song of cheating husbands or wives getting ready to cheat and that type of thing. But like I said, this was written by Lola Jean and Tommy Jennings, I guess specifically for Waylon. And with that, I think we will take a little short break here, get in a few words from our sponsor, and we'll come back here in a few minutes, and we're going to look at some more things. And, you know, looking down this list, you know, we're doing quite a few numbers tonight, but we still have, you know, more than enough songs that we haven't ever done here to do something else later on if we decide to. And, you know, if the reception is good from the audience around here. But with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank & Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank & Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Back, continuing on, we're looking down our list here, and this next song was recorded by Billy Joe Spears. And we'll hit the button here and play a little bit of it. Unusual and different, heavy on electric guitar and drums in that number. But now I'm going to go down to the song that was on it. It's on the first Dolly Parton album, which she recorded when she was about 18 or 20 years old, and it's called I've Lived My Life, and it's kind of a song of a young lady who is only 18 years old, but she thinks maybe everything may be about finished.
I've lived my life, and I'm only 18. I left the country for the city. Thought I was smart, but I was silly. I should have known I'd get in trouble. I've lived my life, and I'm only 18.
Okay. Now, also during her recording time and her writing time, Lola Jean, with her singing partner and sometime writing partner, L.E. White, they did a number of comedy routines where we have a straight country singer doing some lyrics, and then we have a lady, usually at the show, she would be in her house coat and hair rollers and all this kind of stuff. And they didn't appear to be the happiest couple in the world, but they did quite a few of these. I'm going to play one of these. It's called Home Sweet Home. Their comedy routine they did, but they also wrote some serious numbers, and we're going to be doing a couple of those tonight. And I know that we've got another one here that we excuse me. This one is called "Where Would That Leave Me?" And like I said, once again, this is by a group called the McCarters. This is Loretta.
I can see you. I never find me feeling real.
think we're about to run out of time, and that actually was the McCarter family. That lead vocal to begin with caught me by surprise there. But with that, I think we're about ready to wrap up the show today, and I know I'm going to throw out a song title we're going to be doing Saturday night that it's some great wordplay, and it's based around something we all know about. And the song was recorded by Johnny Russell, and it's called While the Choir Sang the Hymn, I Thought of Her, which is a tremendous wordplay where she integrated some of the titles from some church hymns into a kind of a cheating song, which is kind of unusual. With that, I guess it's time that we announce our birthday winner for the day before we get off of here. And today's winner is Mr. Stacy Brown. So come over by the chamber, pick up your prize. And with that, I want to remind everyone that, you know, get out here Saturday night and hear some great music and see a great show put on by our local performers here in our newly remodeled theater upstairs. And come by and visit us in the courtroom Saturday afternoon. And with that, we'll say, good day, Clay County, and we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again, and hopefully same time, same channel here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. With that, good day, Clay County.